Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Chickling.
So yesterday we introduced the ravens of the Tower of London.
So these are large blackbirds that live in the tower. So there are a number of legends about them.
One relates to a king, Bran the Blessed. Bran means raven in Welsh.
So after being hurt in a battle, he ordered his men to bury his head at a certain place.
The Tower of London was later built over this hill. People believe Bran's head will protect Britain, and the ravens came there in honour of the king who shared their name.
Another belief is that if all the ravens die or fly away, the tower will fall, and so will the British royal family and the country itself.
That's why the people who look after the tower keep 6 official ravens, as well as a spare one, just in case.
So in part 2 of this article, we're going to find out more about the ravens, how they're looked after, and the people who do this job.
Yep, so let's read through day 2 and find out more about it.
Reading.
The Ravens of the Tower of London. Regardless of how the ravens first appeared at the Tower of London, they're pretty popular with tourists. Russian President Vladimir Putin was surprised when the ravens greeted him with a big good morning squawk. Don't get too comfortable with the ravens, though, as they might bite. The 6 ravens are the responsibility of Chris Scaife, the raven master at the tower. His day starts at first light, when Scaife lets the ravens out of their cages. He feeds them 500 grams of meat a day, mostly chicken and mouse. At night, he puts them back to bed. The ravens cannot fly far, because the flight feathers on one of each bird's wings are clipped. Still, they can fly short distances in and around the tower. In fact, one of the ravens once flew away and was lost for a week. Rest assured, though, so long as the tower stands, the ravens will be there to keep watch on it.
Part 2 of the article starts by saying, regardless of how the ravens first appeared at the Tower of London, they're pretty popular with tourists. So we use the phrase regardless of to mean it doesn't really matter. So we're saying it doesn't matter why there are ravens at the tower or how they got there in the first place.
So regardless of 就是不管或者是不论的意思，那你就可以说不管后果怎么样，我都要去看他。I'll go see him regardless of the consequences. 那文章中呢，这个 regardless of how the ravens first appeared at the Tower of London, they're pretty popular with tourists. 意思就是说呢，不管这些乌鸦一开始是用什么姿态出现，他们还是很受观光客的欢迎哦。And also, don't forget about the word tourist from day 1 of the article.
That's right. And one famous tourist got a little surprised from the ravens. The article says Russian President Vladimir Putin was surprised when the ravens greeted him with a big good morning squawk. So a president is the leader of a country if the country doesn't have a king or queen. The US has a president and so does Taiwan, but the UK doesn't. We have a prime minister and a king and queen. The head of an organization like a company or something like that can also be called a president. Presidents are chosen by people from the group that they're the president of, usually by an election.
所以 president 在我们文章中就是总统的意思。所以俄罗斯总统很惊讶，就乌鸦居然跟他打招呼耶。所以除了当总统的意思，也有在一个团体里首领的意思，像是会长啊、主席、董事长。那哪一个国家的总统，我们就会说 the president of a country。所以台湾的总统就是 the president of Taiwan。法国的总统就是 the president of France. For example, 蔡英文 is the first female president of Republic of China.Of Taiwan, I mean. So we have a few other things to look at in the last sentence, right?
Yeah, we have.
So when the Ravens greeted him with the big good morning?
That's right. We saw the phrase greet someone with something. And this means what you do when you first see someone, either that day or after a long time. You could greet someone with a hug, with a kiss, a handshake, or even a gift.
Okay, so greet someone with something 就是用什么东西跟别人打招呼哦。所以像 Pat 老师说啦，刚刚 greet somebody with a hug 就是用抱抱打招呼，那亲一亲就是 kiss。那我们就可以说啊 ，It's a good way to greet someone with a warm smile， 就是用温暖的笑容打招呼是个非常好的方式。So in this case, the Ravens greeted Putin with a squawk.
Yeah, it's a cool word, squawk. It can be used as a verb or a noun, and it's like the sound a bird makes when it's angry or maybe a little surprised. People can make noises like this as well. It's a loud, harsh sort of noise, and it kind of sounds like the bird is complaining.
所以 squawk 就是鸟发出的叫声。那 as Pat mentioned, when a person squawks 就是代表他们在抱怨的意思。所以可以当名词或者是动词哦。And as a noun, you can say, Tom gave a loud squawk when they left on purpose. 就是他们故意离开的时候他们就很大声的抗议。And as the verb, you can say Sarah did nothing but squawked at her husband all day long. 就是 Sarah 整天都在对丈夫大呼小叫的。So tourists like the ravens, but here's a warning for them. The article says don't get too comfortable with the ravens, though. They might bite.
Yeah, as they might bite. So next, the article talks about the person who looks after the ravens. It says the six ravens are the responsibility of Chris Scaife, the raven master,at the tower. The word responsibility means a job or duty that someone has to do. If you have responsibilities, it's up to you to meet them. You're in charge, and you might be punished if something goes wrong. The word can mean different kinds of jobs or tasks, but also the general idea of being in control of yourself and your actions.You can't blame someone else if there's a problem because you have to show responsibility.
So the word looks pretty similar to the word responsible,、mm-hmm. which is the adjective of the word responsibility. So we often hear take responsibility, which means to accept full responsibility for something or someone. So you can say you should take responsibility for your life, which means you are responsible for your life.
Yep, so let's find out a bit about what Chris's job involves. The article says, his day starts at first light, which just means when the sun comes up, when Scaife lets the ravens out of their cages.
好，那我们来看一下我们的文法哦。So when 跟 where 这两个关系副词前面的时间或地点都是专有名词的时候，我们就会加上逗号。那我们就称它是非限定形容词子句。So as usual, we'll take a look at the sentences to learn more about it. So number one, my sister who lives in England will come back next year. So there is no comma here. That means the speaker might have more than one sister.就没有逗号嘛，所以可能不只有一个姐姐或妹妹，就是代表说呢，她可能很多姐妹，那是其中一个住在英国那个姐姐或妹妹。那我们再看第二个句子哦，如果今天呢是有逗号的话 ，my sister who lives 就是 my sister, comma who lives in England will come back next year.So here, we will see a comma here. That means speaker only has one sister. The speaker only has a sister. 就她只有一个姐姐或妹妹。她还是独一无二的。我们就会加上逗号。So next, we see the article says he feeds them 500 grams of meat a day, mostly chicken and mouse.
So a gram is a measure of weight. It's pretty common for food, especially in recipes, because it's quite a small measure.For larger things, such as people, we'd use kilograms. There are 1,000 grams in 1 kilogram. So for grams, we might say, we need 200 grams of sugar for these cookies. Grams or gram is usually represented by just a small g when we're writing.
So gram 这个字就是公克。For example, a bowl of rice is about 180 grams. 一碗饭差不多是180克。那克就是 grams, 那公斤是什么呢？就是 kilograms. So you can say, Kelly lost more than 20 kilograms. 就是 Kelly 瘦了超过20公斤耶。Wow, that's a lot.、
Mm.
So we also see that scathe is one last job as well. The article says, at night, he puts them back to bed.
So the next paragraph goes on to talk about the ravens. Many of you guys might be wondering, well, hang on, they're birds. So what happens if they fly away and never come back? Well, the article has the answer and explains that the ravens cannot fly far because the flight feathers on one of each bird's wings are clipped. Now, we have a couple of words to look at here.Feathers are things that birds have instead of hair. Feathers keep birds warm, give them colour, and most importantly, allow them to fly. Birds have many different kinds of feathers, the long ones, like we call the flight feathers, they're for flying, and the smaller ones, which are usually sort of underneath or around on their stomach, they are for warmth.
所以这个 feather 就是羽毛哦 It's a noun here and there is this idiom you might have heard about, which is birds of a feather flock together. It means that people who have similar characters or interests often spend time with each other. 就是物以类聚同类聚在一起的意思 Birds of a feather flock together.OK, 那其实它可以当 feather 这个字也可以当动词哦那意思就是长羽毛的意思所以你就可以说 the bird's feathered, 鸟长了羽毛。But with these ravens, the fly feathers on the wings are clipped.
That's right. To clip something means to cut something short with scissors or some similar tool. So, for example, when someone cuts our hair, we often say they clip it. And in fact, the electric things, the zzz, that cut off the back and the sides, they are called clippers because they clip. A similar word is trim, T-R-I-M, trim, and that is to make something shorter and slightly neater.Clip can also mean to fully remove the hair or feather, as well as just to cut it shorter. So, for example, when we talk about clipping sheep, we actually remove all the wool.
Okay, so clip 在这边就是修短、剪短的意思。那刚我们派老师说啦，就是如果 clipping sheep 就是把他们的毛都剃下来了。那跟另外一个字 trim, T-R-I-M 很像哦。刚老师有说 ，So for example, 你可以说 I'm going to clip the hedge this weekend.就是我周末会去修剪树篱 All right, 所以除了简短的意思还有夹子夹起来的意思它意思非常多 For example, 你可以说 Please clip these letters together 可以帮我把这些信件夹起来吗那它有名词的意思哦那当名词就是夹子回文针或者是有电影里面片段的意思 So you can say She fastened the cards together with the paper clip 她用回文针把这些卡片夹紧那如果是电影的片段呢我们就可以说 Have you ever seen this clip from the film? Okay, so we can tell from the article that this stops them from flying very far, but can they fly at all?
The article says, still, they can fly short distances in and around the tower. So the word distance means the length of space between two points or areas. So we could talk about the distance between two cities.Or the distance between my home and my office. Here, by short distances, we mean they can't fly very far, maybe a few hundred meters, just around the tower and the grounds, but not across the river or out of the city.
所以这些乌鸦没有办法飞太远哦，因为羽毛又被 clipped， 就是又被剪过。那 distance 就是距离的意思，那长距离就是 long distance， 短距离就是 short distance。So when you keep your distance from something or someone, that means you want to stay away from them. Okay, 那你就可以说 he needs to keep distance from his ex, or he might get into trouble. 他必须远离他的前女友，不然他可能会陷入麻烦哦。So as we see in the article, in fact.One of the ravens once flew away and was lost for a week.
Yeah, I guess the clipping doesn't always quite work. So we use this phrase, in fact, to mean in truth. And we use it to tell people what really happened or to tell people just some facts. It can also be used to correct someone's mistakes, but you could just be using it to clear up facts about something.
所以就是其实啊或者是事实上的意思跟 as a matter of fact 或 in truth 或者是 in reality 这些意思都差不多那我们就可以说 in fact I did not really like him 就是我根本就不喜欢他其实你只是不好意思跟他讲而已 or 就可以直接说呢 I'm actually over 50 那 actually 如果你不用的话我们就可以直接说 in fact I am 56 我已经56岁了I'm actually not.
Yeah, you don't look it. Okay, so the article finishes by saying, Rest assured, though, so long as the tower stands, the ravens will be there to keep watch on it. Now, this phrase, rest assured, is today's shortcut for you. So let's take a short break and find out what the phrase means and how we can use it.
Shortcut for you. Ah, I see you've been looking at this beauty over here. This one is new to us, and we've cleaned it up really well.
Yeah? It looks, okay.
You can be rest assured that this car will beEverything you need.
Rest assured? I guess it looks comfortable in there.
To be rest assured means to feel certain about something.
I get it. Rest assured is 放心肯定
Bingo. You can be rest assured that this beauty of a car will be a joy to drive.
Yeah?
Hey.How about a test drive? You can be rest assured you've never driven something like this.
Okay.
So as we just heard, the phrase rest assured just means don't worry. You kind of say it to somebody saying like, you can rest. You can be sure of your rest. Don't worry that the ravens will all fly away because just one of them flew away once when its wings weren't clipped fully enough.
Okay, so we saw one more phrase in the last sentence, so long as.
That's right. We can use so long as, and we could also say as long as in the same way. And we use it to talk about situations, and it kind of means if this condition is true. So, for example, we could say, I'll only go to the party as long as, or so long as, Mandy is going as well.And that means the same is, if Mandy is going to the party, I'll go too. And so this is used to give the condition or situation that causes something else to happen or be true.
Okay, that's right. So 这个字这个片语呢 so long as 就是只要的意思。那其实跟 as long as 的意思差不多。所以你就意思是说只要怎么样呢就怎么样。譬如说只要你在这我都很好。I'm fine as long as you're here. 或者是 I am fine so long as you're here.Or, 如果你同学要跟你借手机，你就可以跟他说啊 You may borrow my phone so long as you give it back to me after school. 下放学之后还我，我就会借你了。So another way to say that last sentence is, if the tower stands, the ravens will be there to keep watch on it.
That is the right meaning, yes. And keep watch on it just kind of means...Stay there, look at it, make sure it's fine kind of thing. Like we said earlier, if the ravens all fly off or die, then apparently my entire country is going to disappear. But there you go. While the tower is there, the ravens will be there too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that brings us to the end of our article. So now it's time for us to move on to today's For You Chat.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, if you could keep any pet, which one would you keep and why? Would it be a raven?
No, actually, no. I think I'll just go for a dog or a cat because I think they're very close to my personality.
Which one, though? A dog or a cat?
I mean, a cat would be more like me because they could be asking for hugs sometimes and they could be one to cuddle with me. But sometimes they want to be alone. I think that's just like me. What about you?
Well, if I could have anything, it would be a rhino But that I can't really have a pet rhino. Rhinos are my favorite animals, and I think having a pet one and possibly being okay to ride one to work would be pretty awesome. Since I can't have a rhino, I would probably go with cat for the same sort of reason. When I was growing up as a kid, my parents always had pet cats rather than dogs. So I've always been kind of used to having a cat at home.
So do you have one now?
Not yet, but it might be pretty soon. After years of trying, I've talked my wife around to the idea that cats are great and she should get one. And she's starting to kind of accept it. And I think in Taiwan, a cat would be easier because...You know, with a dog, there's not quite so much space. They need a bit more room. We can walk them outside and stuff, but, you know, a cat would be a little more satisfied. Yeah. But still, I definitely want a larger place if I was going to have a cat.
Yeah, but in Taipei, it's not really. Is it a fat a really large place?
No, it's not. I'd go for a parrot and just have it on my shoulder and walk around and talk to it or something like that. That would be pretty cool.
Teach it how to sing.
Exactly. Well, I can't sing at all. I couldn't. If I teach the parrot how to sing, it'll fly off. Okay, so that is the end of our article about the ravens of the Tower of London. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time for English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Chickling. Talk to you again soon.
Bye-bye.
The Ravens of the Tower of London. Regardless of how the ravens first appeared at the Tower of London, they're pretty popular with tourists. Russian President Vladimir Putin was surprised when the ravens greeted him with a big good morning squawk. Don't get too comfortable with the ravens, though, as they might bite. The six ravens are the responsibility of Chris Scaife, the raven master at the tower. His day starts at first light, when Scaife lets the ravens out of their cages. He feeds them 500 grams of meat a day, mostly chicken and mouse. At night, he puts them back to bed. The ravens cannot fly far,because the flight feathers on one of each bird's wings are clipped. Still, they can fly short distances in and around the tower. In fact, one of the ravens once flew away and was lost for a week. Rest assured, though, so long as the tower stands, the ravens will be there to keep watch on it.
Vocabulary Review.
President. Donald J. Trump is the 45th President of the United States of America. Responsibility. It's Jake's responsibility to sweep and mop the store's floor every night at closing time.Gram. There's 1/3 of a gram of gold in each smartphone because some of the parts inside are made with gold. Feather. This duck is special because the feathers on its head are green. Clip. My nails are starting to get long.I need to clip them. Distance. The distance between my home and our school is about 2 kilometers.